Blog Talk Radio.
He promised me he will
Hello and good morning, and it is Friday, June the 19th. God bless you, and I hope this message reach you. The topic of my message today is what the Bible has to say about gossip. Alrighty, so as I get into the Word, Heavenly Father, I pray that everyone has a good Friday, a good weekend, and happy Father's Day to those fathers. I'm saying it in advance. And for those that mothers has been both mother and father has been mother and father to their kids. Amen. I pray for those that are shut in, and I pray for those that are continuing to pray for the people out here for unrest, for justice, equality. I pray for those that have lost their lives through the protests. And I still pray for those that have suffered with the COVID virus and had gotten through it. Amen. Amen. And I pray for those that had gotten out of the Word, come back to God's Word. I pray for these things in Jesus' most holy name. Amen. Amen. Well, it's Friday, the last day of the week, so I'm sure everyone has a lot to do on the weekend, spend time with the family and their loved ones and their fathers. Amen. Amen. What the Bible says about the gossip? Well, the Hebrew word for gossip in the Old Testament, it was defined as one who reveals secrets, one who goes about as a tale bearer or scandal monger. A gossiper is a person who has privileged information about people and proceeds to reveal that information to those who have no business knowing it. Gossip is distinguished from sharing information in two ways. One is the intent. Okay? Intent. Gossipers often have the goal of building themselves up by making others look bad and exalting themselves as some kind of repositories of knowledge. I laugh because it has happened to me, you know. And it doesn't even faze me because now I know what God is doing for me, so it bounces off. So whatever, let the gossiper keep coming. And keep on saying what you want to say. Amen. Amen. And the type of information that's shared. Gossipers speak of the faults and failings of other or reveal potentially embarrassing or shameful details regarding the lives of other without their knowledge or approval. Even if they mean no harm, it is still gossip. Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. No matter how you look at it or how you say it. God knows. In the book of Romans, Paul reveals the sinful nature and lawlessness of mankind, stating how God poured out his wrath on those who rejected his laws. Because they had turned away from God's instruction and guidance, he gave them over to their sinful natures. The list of sins include gossips and slanders. And that's in Romans 1:29-32. Slanders, haters of God, insolent, haughty, boastful, inventors of evil, disobedient to parents, foolish, faithless, heartless, ruthless. Though they know God's righteous decree that those who practice such things deserve to die, they not only do them but give. Give approval to those who practice them. Amen. Amen. So, my God, it's a whole lot. Another group who are or who were and still are today known for indulging in gossip is widows. I'm not a widow. I'm happily married. My marriage is grounded and sanctified through Jesus Christ. Paul cautioned widows against entertaining the habit of gossip and being idle. These women are described as gossips and busybodies, saying things they ought not, because women tend to spend a lot of time in each other's homes and work with other women. They hear and observe situations which can be distorted. Again, being that women be around other women and they hear things, certain situations can become distorted. In other words, they be over the top, they add stuff which is not even true, whatever, especially when repeated over and over. Paul states that widows get into the habit of going from home to home looking for something to occupy their idleness. Idle hands are the devil's workshop, and God cautions against allowing idleness to enter into our lives. A gossip betrays a confidence, so avoid a man or woman who talks too much. You heard of the song, "You talk too much, but you worry me to death. You talk too much, cause you can get the thing. Just talk. You just talk too much." Amen. Women, certainly not the only ones who've been found guilty of gossip. Anyone can engage in gossip simply by repeating something heard in confidence. The book of Proverbs has a long list of verses that cover the dangers of gossip and the potential hurt that results from it. A man who lacks judgment derides his neighbor, but a man of understanding holds his tongue. A gossip betrays a confidence, but a trustworthy man keeps a secret. Amen, amen. The Bible tells us that a perverse man stirs up dissension, and a gossip separates close friends. Many a friendship has been ruined over a misunderstanding that started with gossip. Those who engage in this behavior do nothing but stir up trouble and cause anger, bitterness, and pain among friends. Sadly, some people thrive on this and look for the opportunity to destroy others within their group. I'm going to repeat it. Sadly, some people thrive on the opportunity to destroy others. And when such people are confronted, they deny, deny, the allegations and answer with excuses and rationalization. Sometimes they even go as far as just believing what someone has told them, and it's an unfounded untruth. If you're walking in the faith of God and you know you ain't did nothing, it rolls off your back. Quack, quack. Rather than admit wrongdoing, they blame someone else or attempt to minimize the serious of the sin. A fool's mouth is his undoing, and his lips are a snare to his soul. The words of a gossip are like choice morsel. They go down to a man's innermost parts. Those who guard their keep themselves from calamity. We must guard our tongues and refrain from the sinful act of gossip. Again, we must guard or refrain from the sinful act of gossip. If we surrender our natural desires to the Lord, he will help us to remain righteous. May we all follow the Bible teaching on gossip by keeping our mouths shut unless it is necessary and appropriate to speak. Amen. This is my word for today. Guard your mouth, guard your heart, and guard your words, because we know what the Bible says. Again, I'm going to read, a fool's mouth is his undoing, and his lips are a snare to his soul. Amen. Amen. Again, have a happy weekend, and again, happy Father's Day to all the fathers that are here, and those fathers that spend time with their children and do the things as a man should do, and a woman as well. Bless you. Have a blessed weekend. Continue to keep in the faith. I love you, and have a blessed weekend. Amen. Amen.